Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with organizer for Night to Shine in Washington, Ann Williams, about the event returning to Washington on February 7th. This is part one of a two-part interview. Before we dive into the details, can you share why this is special to have here in Washington?
First off, thanks for having me today. It is an incredible opportunity for not only our community, but also for those individuals that maybe have a disability or special needs. Tim Tebow, who most of us know through college and the NFL, after he left the NFL, he created a foundation. And one of those partners in the foundation is the Night to Shine program. And it started in 2015, and it started with his vision and passion that we all around the world on one night, people will show their love for those individuals that have that special need. So it started off relatively small, and it started off with only 44 churches or host communities, as they call them, around the world. And they had 7,000 guests. Well, then we fast forward to 2019, and they had 655 churches, and that number has risen to 200,000 honored guests. And it's now in 24 countries and 50 states. So we're super excited for 2020, where they're anticipating the number of host communities is going to rise to between 700 and 800 churches. And so this is, it's just one of those events that you get involved in, and it just really speaks to your heart, and you know that you're doing the right thing.
And if people are interested in attending or volunteering, how should they sign up?
Absolutely. We're trying something new this year. We are using an online link through the website that you can register. There is one specific for a guest and one specific for a volunteer. We encourage folks to go out to Washington Night to Shine, which is a Facebook page, and each of those links are there. It seriously takes about 2 minutes to register. It's very easy. It asks them who will be bringing them, how they will be arriving. Will they bring their buddy or volunteer to be with them? Or are we going to supply or have someone there ready to be with them?
And is it fun to see how people are matched up for the evening?
It is. There's a lot of personalities that we have with our buddies. And we have folks who know many, many of our guests, and they're able to pick somebody that has a personality like them or who can help bring out that personality too. Because we talk about wallflowers when it comes to dancing, and that means, you know, someone who's maybe a little bit more reserved or shy, but with the right encouragement, they'll be out on the dance floor. And so our volunteers are critical to the success.
And can you kind of walk us through what the evening is like for somebody who attends?
Absolutely. So it starts off at 6 o'clock, which we always tell our volunteers that we need to be ready an hour early because all of the excitement means our guests are going to come early. So when they arrive, they're going to come to the Casey Hall here in Washington, and they'll be greeted by someone that will extend a helping hand out of the car. When they come in, they'll coat check right there, and then they'll walk the red carpet, and that is filled with people cheering for them and lots of laughter, and paparazzi will be taking photographs, and it's a very special moment for them. When they get to the end of the red carpet, their name is announced that they have arrived at the prom, and their buddy, because every guest has a buddy, they will be with them throughout the evening. They will greet them at the end of the red carpet, and they will give them their name tag. And on that name tag, it tells us what it is they selected for their meal choice for the evening. Then they go over and they pick up their corsage or their boutonniere. We offer them an opportunity to get their hair done, which is really a touch-up of the hair. We add some glitter, maybe some neat little pins that have sparkles in it. We also have shoe shine. They can get that done. Then we take them directly over to our professional photographer who is going to take their picture. Now, if our guest comes with a date that evening, the two of them can have their photo taken together, and they will go home with that in a frame.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Ann Williams, who's organizing The Night to Shine happening in Washington February 7th. This is part one of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.